It's a sunny Saturday morning, and about 20 people are staggered along the steps leading into the state capitol building. With their hands raised and four fingers pointed up, the protesters turn to face each pedestrian and car that passes in front of them. Franklin Harvey James Jr. has a sign that says, "It's not too late to exonerate."
None of us believed that the case was handled right up there, and there's too much left open, and it was handled too quickly to appease the public, I would say.
The Fairbanks Four were young men when they were arrested and charged with the shocking and apparently random murder of a 15-year-old boy named John Hartman. He was found severely beaten in the streets of Fairbanks in October 1997 and later died from his injuries. According to a 2008 investigative reporting series by the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the Fairbanks Daily News Miner, the police investigator's murder theory formed around a drunk teenager's arrest on a different call that night. Over the course of 11 hours in custody, Fairbanks police used coercive but legal interrogation methods on Eugene Vent, then 17. He confessed to the beating and identified three friends who also participated, George Fries, Kevin Pease, and Marvin Roberts. Later, Vent recanted. In three trials, three separate juries in Anchorage convicted the Fairbanks Four in 1999, despite lacking motive, eyewitnesses to the actual beating, and physical evidence connecting the suspects and the victim. Three of the men are Athabascan, and Kevin Pease is Crow Indian. The victim was white. The swift arrests and questionable case have fueled belief that racial prejudice was a factor. David Russell Jensen organized the Capitol protest. He's a liberal arts student with an emphasis in Native studies at the University of Alaska Southeast.
Well, it's just an example of inequality. It's not right. And I think a lot of people are joining the movement Free the Fairbanks Four, so... Alaska Natives make up 15% of the state population, but are 36% of prisoners in the state, and it's just unfortunate, and it's completely harmed their lives, you know.
Representative David Guttenberg, a Democrat from Fairbanks, didn't know about the protest, but addressed the Fairbanks Four on the floor of the House of Representatives.
I don't know whether they're guilty or innocent. But I know everybody in this state wants to see justice done, not only justice for those four people and their family, but also justice for the family of Mr. Hartman, the young man who died that night.
On the floor, his colleagues didn't have an overt reaction to the speech. Afterward, Guttenberg elaborated on his position.
There was always something wrong about it with me. I thought the issue needed to be elevated a little bit higher into the state, and the opening day of this special session to say something about it I thought was appropriate. It's an important social issue and criminal justice issue.
The state maintains its case against the Fairbanks Four. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.